Hey, my name is Mel. I'm an addict. I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for the invite. It's been a long day today, but I'm grateful for the day. I've got a few new people here tonight. I always like new people. New people stimulates me. Maybe that's because I was new once. And my clean date is October the 7th, 1968. But I'm still the baby up here compared to these guys, you know? And as some of you might say, if I was as old as them, I'd probably quit using too. And that's, I get that all the time. Man, you've been clean longer than I am alive. Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. But I got here when I was 24 years old in the penitentiary, and they kept me an extra few days until I became 25 so I wouldn't go celebrate my birthday, which I probably would have, you never know. So I had a belly button birthday on October the 3rd, and I had my NA birthday October the 7th. And my sponsor wouldn't let me count my inside time. He says it's much harder to make it here on the streets than it would be in the penitentiary. And I have no opposition to what people do. If there's other people in here that count their time inside, so be it. I just don't. And I will never. It doesn't bother me. I could add on a few more days. I could have more days than Danny Trejo. But I'm not going to worry about that. Danny's a good friend of mine, and if he wants to be the big guy, let him be, you know? I better shut up now. I've got the message carried to me from Hank Magdaleno, and my first sponsor was Eddie Cochran. Eddie Cochran, because I can say his last name, he has passed. I had him for 30 years. And he was sponsored by Jimmy Kay and went to the very first NA meeting in 1953. And that was cool, you know. And he had a lot of humor. You know, he would come out to that penitentiary, yell out, "Man, I've never had it so good. You can be anything you want to be and do anything you want to do, and you can do without drugs." And I thought to myself, this guy's been smoking weed on the way out here. There's no way anybody can be that happy. But I called this guy, and there's a reason I'm bringing this up. I called this guy when I got out. He gave me his phone number. H&I today, you can't give away your phone number, from what I understand. They have to come try to find you. It's a hide-and-go-seek thing. Why the rules changed, I have no idea. What a stupid rule that is. But Eddie gave me his phone number, and I called him. I kept his phone number, never let that thing get away from me. I called him the day I got out, and I said, "Hey, Eddie, it's Mel." He says, "Who?" I said, "Mel." And I could see he's scratching his head. "Well, where did I meet you?" And I says, "Out at the penitentiary." And he says, "No shit." Well, I did it. I usually don't swear. And he says, "No kidding." He says, "You know, I've been doing H&I for years and years and years, and you're the first guy that's ever called me." And not only that, I showed up at the meeting he told me to show up at. But he asked me to show up on a Wednesday, and I got out on a Monday. Well, what do you do without spare time when you don't have any ideas? You know, I had no idea that there was I think maybe 250 meetings in Orange County and LA County and AA. And he wanted me to go to an AA meeting. And I thought, well, but I was going to NA and the side. And he says, "Yeah." And he didn't tell me anything about NA on the streets. I didn't know that there was 5 meetings going on in the LA area. Now, I found out down the road that there was more meetings probably in the United States. But from what I heard, there was only 5 meetings in the world, and they were all in L.A. And I went to this meeting in Temple City on Las Tunas. I'll never forget that. And I got there just as the meeting was getting started, and Eddie saved me a seat. And And I got to introduce myself as a newcomer. And they said things to me like, it's nice to have you, how do they say that? It's nice to have you here so young. And I thought to myself, man, you didn't know what I had to do to get here. I beat myself up. And then they said things that really bothered me a lot. They said, we need you. And I thought, oh no, man, I started leaving my money at home, my jewelry at home. I had no idea what these people were trying to do. I figured they were trying to rip me off. But what they were trying to do is give something away. Okay, this story is getting a little carried away. I'm supposed to talk about the history of NA. But I'm telling you how I got here. And I finally did find an NA meeting almost 2 months later. And it was out in Moorpark in Rhodes, in Studio City, I think it's called. And that's where I met Jimmy for the first time. Bobby B was there. I think that Paul Stewart, was he not a black guy?
No.
No, there was another guy named Paul.
He was black. The other Stewart was black.
Oh, okay. Well,
that was Paul Stewart.
Okay. There was just a bunch of people that were there, and they made me feel at home. And you know what? When I got into NA, I figured, man, I am home. I'm with people that know me. They know about drugs. They know what to do. And I fell in love with Narcotics Anonymous to the point where I got a little giddy. You know, I went to the other meetings, all four of them, and not the fifth one. I didn't know where the fifth one was at and never found it and just said the heck with it. But I went to Manhattan Beach, and I met Gene there. And there was something about that meeting. There was a guy named Jack Whaley. Not many people know that name. It's really, he's been gone a long time. But when you shared at a meeting there, if he didn't like what you said, he'd pick up a chair and throw it at you and tell you, shut up and sit down, man. If you're not talking recovery, he doesn't want to hear it. You know, if you're going to talk about what you did in your summer vacation and how your wife beat you up and how your employer really just raked you over the coals and your dog peed all over your furniture, you know, you don't talk about that stuff in a meeting. You talk about what it used to be like, what happened, and what it's like today. And that's what he wanted to hear. He didn't want to hear a bunch of stories. But I went up to Jack one time and I says, Jack, I've been thinking about you. And he says, that's funny. I don't think about you at all. And I says, wow, that's cold, man. He says, here, the thing about me is newcomers are too tough to be around. They get under your skin. And then all of a sudden they go back out. And then that hurts you. So he says, I cut out the emotional feelings about newcomers until they've got 2 years. And I thought, you son of a gun. So I went to that meeting every Friday night for 2 years and said, hi, Jack. And 2 years down the road, we went out to dinner, and it turned out to be a marshmallow that loved me to pieces. And that proved to me it was okay. You know, it was okay. And I got involved with H&I. I became the chairman of this and the chairman of that. I mean, NA was under my skin. I couldn't stop thinking about NA. And in fact, 1969, I think it was, Ed and I were on the first World Board of Trustees and went to all the conferences and this and that. And some of that stuff was pretty good. Some of it was pretty intense. Sometimes you want to throw chairs at other people, you know. But still in all, Narcotics Anonymous was growing. I remember many times sitting on sitting at the table with Jimmy, folding up things and packing envelopes up as starter kits. I didn't do it as often as some, but I did some of that stuff. And Jimmy's enthusiasm about the growth of Narcotics Anonymous was huge. And I could feel his enthusiasm, and I could feel what he was expecting. And I just said, man, this is gonna grow. This is gonna be great. So in 1971, the early part of the year, I happened to be I was chairman of the, I don't know, General Service Office or something. I didn't have a world, they didn't have a NAS then. They just had, it was General Service. And I said, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see NA have a world convention. And Bob looked at me and he says, well, Mel, where are you going to have that? And I says, well, you know, LA Convention Center, Orange County Convention Center. And he laughed even harder. He says, well, where are you going to get that kind of money and where are you going to get that many people? And I thought, oh, man, you're right. So, but I wasn't going to give it up. And I got several people together and we had meetings every other week or down to the once a week stuff. And we found my best friend, Norman, who I've known for 47 years. He found a guy named Bill Wilson, isn't that a coincidence, that could get us a country club, and it turned out it was for free. I didn't even know that till 2003 World Convention we had in San Diego. I didn't know that that place was for free. But he got us that whole weekend for free. In that first World Convention, there was 250 people there, 185 paid, and the rest were freebies out of recovery houses from up around this area someplace, you know, San Francisco, San Jose. I don't remember where they were from. And one or two of those recovery houses spent the night on my floor because they didn't have money to go to a motel. And I thought that was the greatest thing. By that time the convention was over, nobody wanted to leave. There was tears running down people's faces. It was that emotional. We didn't have large agendas. We didn't have comedy shows. We didn't have, there's a lot of things we didn't have that they have today. But what we did have was a desire to be clean, and a desire to share, and a desire to care. And I could see from that what was going to take place. Well, maybe I really couldn't see what was going to take place. I left something out before I go to the next step. The meetings that I went to out in the valley, you know, back then the gasoline was about 25 cents a gallon. And I was thinking, man, I'm spending a lot of money on gasoline. So I was going to start some meetings of my own, and I did. I started one in La Mirada, and then I'd lit some fires under some other people, and we started four more meetings. We had five meetings in our area. And then they had funny things they started calling areas. Ours was Eastern Counties. Oh, man. It's just an N.A. Forget about it. It's just N.A. But that's what they did. They called it Eastern Counties, and that was some pretty good stuff that was going on. But in 2003? Yeah, 2003, we had our 50th anniversary celebration of NA. And it was done in San Diego at the convention center down there. And it was a world convention at the same time. It was just huge. They asked me if I'd share. Steve was there with me, and we had 10 of us that had to go walk through a skit to get up on a stage. And it was like they were playing the Jimmy Cannon movie where they showed all the places that he had different things going on. And then we stood in the background and snuck up on this stage. And when we got up there on the top, there was a lamppost. And we were all standing there. And the movie went off, and Jack B yelled out, hey, it's meeting time, and we had to slide underneath this other door and duck so the lights wouldn't show our heads and come through another door and sit down. And I thought that was so weird. But I'm sitting up there on that platform, and I'm glad I got to sit in chairs just like I'm sitting here, because I knew that if I had to stand up at a podium, I needed Depends, because I think that was just going to, I don't think I could have held my water. I would have just been too scared, you know? And as I'm standing there and telling the same story I just told you right now about the first convention, I took a look around me, and there was 25,000 people in that place that could afford to go from around the world. I get emotional when I think about that, because NA's growth is so strong. When we talk about the history of Narcotics Anonymous, it's It's not just one guy, though it is, that had a dream. It's all of us that are sitting in these rooms that have the same dream of sharing it with other people, giving away the hope, giving away the life, giving away the opportunity to change and be who you want to be. I like to feel that I'm my own best friend now instead of my own worst enemy, and Narcotics Anonymous has given me that. I want to feel that the steps have encouraged me to change my attitudes, my behavior, and some of my conversations. I want to thank God for Facebook. There's a whole bunch of people here today. I'd never seen you before in person, but I've seen you on Facebook. Oh, goody. I'm so happy about that. I met a lot of new people in Facebook. And then I've got my little friend April, who's here tonight. Put tears in my eyes because I've missed her in East LA, where I met her in my home group. And she's had a tough go, but she's a survivor. You kick ass, girl. And I'm so proud of you. And that's what NA is all about. You know, it's not just me, I, it's you. I want to think of me less and you more. Because when I was thinking about me, I was thinking about drugs. I was thinking about all the junk that causes an addict to be an addict. But when I think about you, it takes away from me thinking about me. And all of a sudden, I've got a better attitude. Shoot, I got minutes left. I got a bunch of time left. I didn't think I would do this. These guys, I figure they only left me about 4 minutes, and I'm going to squeak it all in. But, you know, I'm a proud member of Narcotics Anonymous. There's no doubt there. And if I had it to do all over again, I'd probably do it all the same way. Maybe I'd gotten loaded just so I can come back. You know, who knows? That's a stupid thing to say, really. Hey, there's nothing I can do to change my life. There's absolutely nothing I can do to change what's happened to me in my life. But what I can do is be grateful for the things that have changed my life. And this program is one of it. You know, I'm going to end it at that because you guys got questions and answers. I've been up since 5:30 this morning. Wine, and I want to go to bed pretty soon. So I'm going to end it with being glad that I'm here and grateful for all of you that you are here. And thanks.
Thank you.